Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, welcome to enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We've got much to cover today, but just giving you a heads up, people, again, calling and asking what I've continuously told the people, please go to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to my schedule. It's right up on the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. We were at the GR Church yesterday. On Sunday, we were in Brookville, Wisconsin, doing Matt Trewella's church. And tonight, we're going to be at the Haven of Hope. It's called the Haven of Hope, 7801E. That would be for East, right? Harry's Road, Traverse City, Missouri. Starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Again, Haven of Hope, 7801E, Harry's Road, Traverse City, Michigan. We will be there tonight, folks. We are out on the road doing the stuff as we like to exhibit, more so than to just talk about it. This ministry is, without a fact, friends, founded upon what it is that we do. It's called a labor of love, and it's a work of faith. A lot of people say, well, why do you do what you do? Are you doing it to get saved? No, I do it because I am saved, right, by the grace of God, Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are we saved through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. We're not doing what we're doing to get saved, which most likely equates to works. I want to say this, God does not need your good works, but I am here to tell you that your neighbors do need your good works. And if you truly love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, you're going to do the will of God through his commandments. And what is that? Mark 16:15. Read it when you get a moment. Real quick, friends, again, if you're new to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we got so many new people coming in constantly. Go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to join us on social media platforms, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live and click on to subscribe. Click on to subscribe right there. You can also go to our resource page, which is on the Sons of Liberty Media as well. It's called Equipping the Saints. When you click onto that, it brings forth my war documentary series of what we've been doing over the last 14 years in our country. Dove Television picked it up and broadcast it on a nationwide level. For 42 weeks, it's yours for free on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Equipping the Saints once again, and you'll find all the information over there that you're going to need. Now, folks, if you want to check us out online, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms, or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, go to the top left side of the page, and there we are on social media platforms. If at any time you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you, pro or con. We're here to contend, if that's what you'd like to do. We're here to play the sounding board, if that's what need be. Or we're here if you just want to go ahead and weigh in and share some information concerning the topic in which we're talking for 155 cities across the country to hear, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. True that. We believe that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. We agree with Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, and we know it to be factual. No questions about it, friends. We've seen the Lord appear over and over and over again. He is who he says he is. We just have to meet him on his terms. I want to say really quick, friends, for those that are not aware of what's going on here, the big tech companies are over and over again, day by day, through this slow siege. The word siege means a slow takeover. But we just found out that another major platform has been taken down and banned. And I'm talking about Facebook. Ron Paul, congressman of 30 years, banned on Facebook after quoting Pfizer CEO. Let me remind you what George Washington said, friends. Let me say it this way, and then I'll give you the quote by George Washington. Folks, if free speech was not censored, this whole pandemic would not have stood more than 2 weeks, period. It would have been shut down because all the facts would have been laid to the people's laps for them to decide as to what the truth of the matter is. We clearly understand that this is a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Don't tell me that this is their platform and they can do whatever they want to do on it. Folks, understand that big tech, such as Facebook, Twitter, Yahoo, mainstream media connected, CIA connected and controlled, friends, they are subversive to American governments. And it's interesting how they are censoring anybody that is exposing the narrative concerning this pandemic for what it is. This needs to stop. This is dangerous. Now, going over to that of the first president of the United States of America, Mr. George Washington, what did he say of free speech? He said, if freedom of speech is ever taken away, you're going to be a sheep led to the slaughter. And it's, in fact, what's happening right now, friends. This has been going on for many years in this country, and the American people, for some reason or another, believe that as these talking heads that are giving you the truth, praise God for every single one of them that are doing so, but as they're under attack, you need to understand they're attacking you. That person that's standing in the gap between you and tyranny, he's there to warn you of the tyranny that just attacked him. So understand if they're going to attack him, they're going to attack you sooner or later. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we don't want that to happen. And again, friends, Ron Paul, congressman of 30 years, is now banned off of Facebook for quoting Pfizer CEO. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's criminal in nature, through and through. And let me say this, friends, it's very dangerous to your freedoms. And if you're going to sit back and allow this to happen, friends, just rest assured, it's a matter of time before they're at your front door. Read Amos 6:3 when you do get a moment. I wanted to share a couple things really quick before we get to our main topic. And our main topic is this, friends. Just so you know who the responsible party is, not naming names, of course, the FBI. It's interesting. They seem to be, more than not, turning out to be the modern version of Adolf Hitler's Gestapo. Matter of fact, it's 60% of the American people that agree with what I just said through a recent poll. Did it surprise me when I seen this poll? Absolutely not. But again, you've been taught, friends, by the mainstream media that the FBI and the CIA are the good guys. I'm here to tell you, there's good guys in those organizations. Don't take out of context what I'm saying here. They operate in a compartmentalized version, but there's also a lot of bad guys in those organizations. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to highlight those bad guys as I tell the good guys what it is that they need to deal with next. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get to the Sons of Liberty broadcasting live out in Michigan. We are out on the road, folks. Next week, we're going to be in Ohio. The whole entire week, we are booked here in that of Michigan doing the stuff. And the folks, I got to tell you, friends, if you want to see boots on the ground, go to Michigan. No question about it. Never seen it in our whole union. I mean, I've been to New York. I've been to that of California, all over the country, friends, all the time. Every month, we're somewhere different. And I've not seen what I've seen in Michigan, to their praise. But we just got to come together under the headship of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, expose our enemies and lawfully deal with them, right? Isaiah 26:9, Amos 5:24. So with that said, if you want to call in at any time, please do it. Once again, 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about Ron Paul getting censored from Facebook, and we got Cody calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Cody. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you, Bradley. Yeah, I tell you what, some of the best people besides you that I know are from Michigan. You know, I'm always good, personable people up there. I love it. And but, you know, I called about, we have this real issue with pop culture ruining our young people, all this perversion and degeneracy. And I got to thinking the other day, I don't know all the details of when Irwin Schiff wrote this book on an anti-tax book. It seems like I'd heard a quote from a court that said that, oh, it's commercial speech because he's selling it, and that's not protected from censorship. I don't know the details of how that works in the end, because I think they still sell the book. But if that's true, if they really think that's true, I think it's about time we get some state governors to start censoring all this degeneracy coming out of Hollywood. You know, we start doing some states' rights and saying, no, we're not going to allow this degeneracy to be broadcast to our people and ruin our society. You know, that's one idea that I've been thinking about, kind of a counter-propaganda thing, if we could get some, you know, state governors,
well,
you know.
Again, we're at the position right now where we see exactly what it's about. They're promoting that which is subversive. They're promoting that which is, it's unlawful speech. It was Charles D. Montesquieu that rightly said, Cody, that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. It's not lawful
Absolutely.
To teach your kids that which God condemns. Like, fornication, sex before marriage, or homosexuality, or sodomy, or lesbianism, or transgenderism. That's all, as a matter of fact, if you look at state statute in the United States, it's all condemned by American law. But see, because the people don't know the American law, they're going to keep spewing this garbage out onto the young, because what they want to do is they want to demoralize the people, because if they can demoralize them, Cody, they can control them, and that's exactly what they're pushing for, yes.
I would call on all the real men to really, you know, think a little bit and ponder about this. Do you really love your kids, and are you really going to sit back and allow this degenerate pop culture Hollywood nonsense? Now, obviously, the people that don't have TVs and such are smart, but we need to start taking this more personal with what's going on with the kids. This is it's just such, I mean, you know, show, like, what was that one movie? Pulp Fiction. I mean, just nonsense, violence, you know, all sorts of weird movies out there. It's just, you know, the drug culture. You had a really good talk on that. I'd like you to maybe replay that sometime about how, was it the Hays Laws? Like, all this, you couldn't show a man and a woman not married in bed together. You know, somebody committed a crime, they had to be found guilty. You're the one that educated me on that. And we need to get back to that mentality that we're not going to tolerate this BS, you know, in the public, you know, whether it's cable or whatever. It shouldn't be tolerated because it's just damaging to society. And I would really encourage everybody, you know, start taking it personal. I would say, you know, if you're against abortion, why is it so easy for you to be blinded by patriotism, 17, 18 years old, let your kid be used for a banker's war? You know, people need to start thinking about this. This is, you know, if you're defending the homeland, that's one thing, but that's not been what's happening. We're going to the Middle East and we're messing around where we probably shouldn't be, and it's terrible. And people really need to start reflecting on that. And anyway, so Bradley, I really appreciate it.
I promise you have my word here, Cody, my friend from Illinois, that next week when we get back off the road, because I already had a hunch as to go that direction, I will highlight as to what was accepted in this country and what wasn't accepted in this country coming from Hollywood. Keep in mind that Hollywood, the very grounds where Hollywood is, used to be called Hollywood Land. And during the turn of the century, that land was given away freely to churches that were willing to build their churches on those grounds. And also keep in mind that what came out of Hollywood was also first vetted by the church all the way up until 1968. And after 1968, they went derelict of duty. And what did they do? They turned south. They let the world do the things that they're doing. What happened? They instantly came in, started to tear down God's moral law. And then what was the end aim? To promote lawlessness. And who would do that but the father of lies, Satan himself, the great deluder. But we should maybe talk about the Deluder Act as well, now that I'm speaking of that. But the fact of the matter is what's happening today was not tolerated in this country all the way up until 1968. And what we have is we have the courts today now saying it's okay for Hollywood to teach kids to kill, teach kids to rape, teach kids to sell drugs, to shoot at law enforcement, to commit crimes. I mean, the crime is now promoted. And really what they're teaching the people, my friends, is the fact that it's just out in the open. And we know this now, especially in Illinois, where they want to teach Satanism in the first grade. This is a fact. It's out there. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. But Hollywood's been promoting Satanism for far too long here. And keep in mind, the first scripture to the Satanic Bible is what? Do what thou wilt. Of course. God says, thou shalt not because he hates, but because he loves. Read Psalm 19:11 when you get a moment. By thy commandments, thy servant is warned. There's a reason that those signs are up for us, friends. And it's to preserve not only our souls, but also our carnal lives here on this earth, or incarnate lives here on this planet. There were some other things, too, that you had brought up, but I want to just kind of shave that aside or push that aside right now, because you perfectly segue as to what I'm going to highlight even now concerning what is happening in public schools. I just want to show you a short piece of a video of a teacher, and it was reported by the conservatives of the day, that this is the teacher's fiery resignation speech. I want you to listen who he says and accuses of not knowing what's going on in the classroom. Though what he's saying is true, I want you to pay attention to the level of narcissism coming from this said teacher who is priding himself with his accolades over and over and over again. But again, what I want to highlight is I want you to see what it is and who it is that he accuses of not knowing what's going on in the classrooms. And by the way, friends, I got to tell you the truth of the matter. What he's saying here is absolutely true. It's absolutely true. So let's go ahead and watch that video really quick and listen carefully, friends that are listening on radio across the United States.
If you respected us, you'd listen to us.
This teacher delivered a scathing resignation speech in front of his district school board. You're listening to them, the parents. They don't know what's happening in the classroom.
You sit up on this stage, which, by the way, I hope you enjoy the space you have here. This does not exist in our classroom. And you tell us after your meeting that you so appreciate and respect us. Well, I cry. We're not angry about the situation. We can't control COVID. We're angry at you. We are angry at you. And angry is a nice way of putting it. You've done more damage to our students, our district, and our profession in the last 12 months than we've seen in the last decade. Keep going down this path, and I'll be surprised if our number one teachers even stick around. I know I'm not. I submitted my resignation to 389 last week, and I'm looking forward to doing something that's going to be valued and appreciated, not lied to and belittled.
Then what he does is he begins to go on and talk about how qualified they are, those that are teaching kids in public schools. Well, just kind of piggybacking off of what our friend said there in Cody, said there in Illinois, about what's going on in public schools and what they're being allowed to teach them, I would just propose one question. And this question is this. What kind, and again, there's no nice way to say it, folks. Here it is. What kind of a fool would take their kids, their offspring, that they were mandated by God to train up in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from them, Proverbs 22:15. What kind of a fool would take their kids and drop them off to be indoctrinated by a bunch of useful idiots in the NEA? Because there's a whole lot of it going on, Cody. 86% of those that are sending their kids into public school right now are professed Christians, patriots, and or conservative. Matthew 5:13. What do we see? A whole lot of hypocrisy taking place, folks. And quite frankly, I agree with what everything Cody had just brought forth, because it's true. It needs to stop. Pull your kids. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Better late than never. Free at-home COVID-19 test kits are available starting today. Residential households in the United States can order a set of four rapid antigen COVID-19 tests from USPS.com. There's a limit of one order per address, and they start shipping out in late January. In mid-December, President Biden said the website would be up and running to get the test kits out in early January. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer saying the American people deserve to know where their senator stands on the bill.
The American people deserve to see their senators go on record on whether they will support these bills or oppose them. Indeed, that may be the only way to make progress on this issue now, for the public to see where each of us in this chamber stands.
USA Radio News. As tensions continue to rise, the Secretary of State heads overseas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky as tensions between the United States and Russia compound over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Meetings in Europe last week failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. A group of bipartisan senators, four Democrats and three Republicans, met with Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support. On Thursday, Blinken will travel to Berlin to meet with the German foreign minister and members of the transatlantic Quad, which consists of U.S., Britain, France, and Germany. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Verizon and AT&T announced they're delaying the rollout of 5G near airports. The companies releasing statements saying the FAA and the nation's airlines have yet to resolve the issue of 5G being near airports, and the companies will limit the network around them. USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just one more time, I'm going to give you a heads up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms on the right side. Subscribe to the page. Go to Bradley's schedule. We are going to be at the Haven of Hope Church tonight. 7801 East Harry's Road, Traverse City, Michigan. Starting time is 6 p.m. You want to check us out on social media platforms, please go over to that'll be ForexNews.com as well, top left side of the page. You want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you one more thing. I'm going to share a couple more points, and then we're going to get over to our main topic. I wanted you to see that speaking and piggybacking as to what Cody said from Illinois there and what's going on in public schools. We've known this for years. That's why we went to the schools, because we've never lost the right to go into the schools. But the young people are under attack by the indoctrinators that are there today. I've had principals tell me that every 3 to 7 years, the science and the history books are being changed. They're teaching evolution, which used to be illegal all the way up until 1968. You can thank Eisenhower for that one, by the way. And also, they're teaching them now homosexuality all the way down to kinder care, daycare, and the list goes on. So it should come as no surprise, friends, as to why they're so emboldened to do the things that they're doing. But let me show you who's doing the doing here. This is coming from federal government. And again, this is a violation, friends. This is a violation of the 10th Amendment. States have rights. Every time you hear something fall from the federal government, friends, keep in mind they're the tail, not the head. The states created the federal government. The federal government did not create the states. And the states have rights to not just banish, but to block federal law. That's what the 10th Amendment is for. Okay, but what did we just hear from Jen Psaki, this little useful idiot, you know, the one that's got to read off all the answers? All the answers, might I add, that she knows concerning the questions that are going to be asked, because they're all teed up by the mainstream media. Remember, the accredited media only? Yeah, because they already know what they're going to be asking them, because they're all setting the neared it together. They're softballs. They're throwing them softballs so they can be hit out of the park every single time, and most people don't acknowledge that. But this is what I want you to hear. Redline Headline, that's what they're called, just reported that Saki slammed, or listen carefully, for telling schools to ignore the parents over mask mandates. That's all I'm going to say. Jen Psaki, the representative, the spokesperson for this criminal, treasonous, disgraceful administration, that somehow being accounted as credible by the conservatives of the day, it's interesting to note that the leader of the pack, the spokesman here, Jen Psaki, again, slammed for telling schools to ignore the parents over mask mandates. This should come as no surprise, friends. I mean, this is the hippie generation in the pulpits, John 10, 12, right, the hirelings. This is the hippie generation that's in government. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said? The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next, and it's exactly right. John Wesley, the great field prophet, he rightly said back in the 1700s, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. The next will embrace. Wisdom is justified by your children, friends, Luke 7:35. So this should come as no surprise. The American people that send their kids to public schools or the indoctrination centers called colleges in the United States of America are the very responsible, the ones responsible for allowing their kids to be raised up and indoctrinated to make war against their own parents and their own country. Hey, folks. If it looks like a communist, it is a communist. And that's exactly what they're teaching, friends, is communism in public schools today. Now, this is what I want to get over to really quick. I want you to see what just happened over in Australia. And for those that are on social media platforms, you're going to see this clearly. Did you see this little boy here? Australian open ball boy collapses. Guess why he collapsed, friends? Or should we just act like we don't know why he collapsed? Hey, folks, the ones that are dying off in America today and on a global basis are those that have been vaccinated. And notice that they're dying in the hospital, friends. Notice the people are dying in the hospital or they're dying in open view, in plain sight. I want to show you this little boy here. There's no audio that's necessary. But a little boy that was on a tennis court, the ball boy, he collapsed. And what's interesting is the tennis star responded, is this the new normal? Is this the new normal? I mean, folks, can you make this up? Is this the new normal? Again, what they're doing is they're accepting the new narrative with a question mark rather than saying, no, we're not going to accept the new normal. But no, they're just asking the question. Hey, folks, really what this is child sacrifice. This is a genocide. Oh, I'm just waiting for someone to call in and contend with me on this one. Because on this show, what we like to do is we like to show you the very things that we're saying are, in fact, coming from the people that are saying them. And we always back it up with facts. Not hearsay, not speculation. Not assumption that someone said something that we're going to report without knowing for ourselves. No. Folks, I want you to understand that this is, in fact, a genocide. And I'm about ready to show you this. I also wanted to show you something else as well before we get to that next point. Because this is important as well. Reuters, which is a, they've attacked me before. They're a propaganda outlet as well. In spite of all of the protests going on in France, in spite of that said President Macron attacking the people, saying that he basically is going to move the people and he's going to do everything within his power to piss them off, said he. P-I-S-S. By the way, that's in the King James Version. He took it out of context, James 1:26. But look at this, friends. So don't tell me they're not emboldened for the very reason that they're working for the powers that are tolerated. This is a UN agenda. There's no question about it. Matter of fact, line upon line, precept upon precept, did you see this, America? Breitbart just reported that the United Nations, which is you, America, this is you, America, establishing a global order. It is you, America, that is funding the United Nations. This is illegal, but they fund them anyway, in spite of. Why? Because the American people tolerate. But Breitbart just reported, exclusive, United Nations funds migrants' waves flooding to the United States of America. And folks, this is a siege, and I hope people are catching on and saying, you know what, Bradley, I remember when you were talking about this. I'm starting to see it now. Yep. Yeah, because we're holding to the word of God. Deuteronomy 28:43 says that a foreign people will invade your country. It doesn't say the word invade, but it does tell us that they will overtake your nation. You are being flooded with migrants right now, Americans, while you're sitting back waiting to be entertained out of your freedoms just one more time. Read 2 Timothy 4:3. They're bringing them in because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Everybody with me on this? I want to show you one more thing, friends. Over in Quebec, you can't make this up. This is right on the northern border of the United States of America, just so you all understand how close this is hitting home right now. And you already see this stuff happening in the United States from corrupt representation, and not for the people, for special interest groups. But I want you to listen carefully as to what this Canadian said representative is now stating, and you can figure out the rest for yourself as to what it is that he is saying. By the way, Canada just now introduced, of course, the vaccine passports, and if you don't have one, they're slowly bleeding you off of food supply. But we already told you that as well, friend. Check this out, folks.
Those
this is insane.
To receive their first dose in the coming weeks, will have to pay a new health contribution.
How do you expect to roll this out? There's going to be a lot of legal challenges to this, ethical challenges, whether someone can't afford it, they're unvaccinated, that's their choice. How are you going to manage this? This is a big deal.
Okay. Yes, it's a big deal. If you look at what's happening in other countries or other states, everybody is trying to find a solution. Question of equity, because right now these people they put a very important burden on our healthcare network, and I think it's normal that the majority of the population is asking that there be a consequence. And yes, we will continue to look at spreading the use of the vaccine passport. But I think we have to go further. And I think that right now, it's a question also of fairness for the 90% of the population who made some sacrifices.
Okay, folks, so just for the record, the rest of his propaganda, you just seen him use that of none other than the Saul Alinsky tactic. Now they want you to believe that 90% of the people in Canada sacrificed themselves by taking the shot. Again, friends, not true. Not true. I want to tell you what's happening here, friends. They're blaming the unvaccinated, okay? They're barring the unvaccinated from being a part of society. This has been the end aim since the very beginning. And again, let me reiterate the point what the Holocaust survivor told us just a couple weeks ago, friends, on this program. The same exact thing Adolf Hitler did when he threw the political opposition behind fences. Okay? That's what's coming, and you can rest assured this is a push for war. We'll come right back
Sons
after this
Liberty,
break.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. 24/7 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Gotta get to this really quick. Now, Bradley, you said some pretty strong things about this being a genocide. Bradley, you say some pretty strong things when you're saying that they're putting the lie for the truth, Isaiah 5:20. Well, guess what, friends? I'm ready to stand by him because you're being lied to. And without a shadow of a doubt, this is a genocide. And what they're doing is crawling people in to create dependency upon Big Pharma, or you die in the process. Either way, it doesn't matter. They're talking about overpopulation. They have to get rid of some of the people, say it's the world of the Bill Gates. I say Americans, gather around the people that want they want a depopulation because there's too many people in the world, which is the furthest thing from the truth. The Lord told us to multiply. I say them first. We're supposed to depopulate the planet. Let them sacrifice themselves first. For the good of the people. And, of course, you know that that's not going to happen. It's always going to be laid at your expense. But, again, every country deserves the government that it has. We have a Bill Gates and we have an Anthony Fauci because your government will not deal with them lawfully because they're submitted to them as well, playing along with this propaganda. Okay? I want to show you this, and I want you to listen carefully as to what they're talking about. This is a meeting of boards. And it looks like it's an international quorum. And I want you to listen carefully as to what it is they're talking about. Because, friends, nothing's in the dark. This is all out in the open now. And they are blatantly calling it a genocide. Hey, check this out.
This is just for you. Because this guy is admitting to the fact that governments are trying to exterminate you.
Where does any synthetic molecule serve the living?
They don't.
Right.
I mean, none.
And am I right in suggesting that a medicine, by definition, is something which contains synthetic molecules, something that is registered, patented, and put into the market as a medicine?
Absolutely.
Right. So what I'm learning from you, Dr. Young, is that a quadrillion-dollar enterprise is at work amongst us, decimating, culling the human family.
Intentionally.
Intentionally, using synthetic...
Killing the human family intentionally.
Cancer, AIDS, all of these...
For the purpose of sterilization and population control, there's too many people on the planet we need to get rid of. In the words of Bill Gates, at least 3 billion people need to die. So we'll just start off in Africa. We'll start doing our research there, and we'll eliminate most of the Africans because they're deplorable. They're worthless. They're not part of this world economy. So they have their rights taken away, and they're suppressed, and they're experimented.
And the multilateral agencies and the health and regulatory so-called authorities and agencies appear in the main to have become weaponized and appear, I again use the word appear advisedly, we're not casting judgments here, we're taking depositions, listening to expert testimonies, appear to be weaponized and appear to be working in collusion against the living men and women of the soil. Is that a fair statement?
It is. It's not a bacterial war. It's a systemic poisoning war. And they're using chemical warfare against all of us.
Okay, so do I need to add or take away from what was just said there? By the way, it is Dr. Robert O. Young at International Tribunal. Dr. Robert O. Young at International Tribunal calling this a genocide. So why are all these said world leaders, they love to be called leaders, they're not leaders, they're representatives. Why is it that they're all alive? Because they're all alive. They've made a covenant with the devil. They've sold their souls. They're now set on judgment, and it's not the devil doing this, friends. It's the people refusing to obey God, therefore judgment commences. And it's not an impending judgment. It's a judgment, and it's judgments that are being rained down upon us even now as we speak. If you are going to sit back and tolerate your said representative, push forth this agenda that you know is premised on a fraud, then you, in fact, will reap the consequences of your inactions, period. You will reap the consequences of your inactions. And yes, my friends, it will come to your front doors. It will come to your front doors. I do want to say, when we get callers at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we will make this your radio show, 1-866-582-9933. We will respond. If we have a topic in which we're going to highlight and we can't get to all of it, well, we'll just go append this to that of social media platforms so you have access to it. I just did an article this morning, just a reminder as to who is responsible for engineering January 6th and Gretchen Whitmer, the said governor, and that kidnapping plot that took place there. This was all engineered by the FBI. This was all engineered by the FBI. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's on the front page. I want to get to a couple issues here concerning the two that I just highlighted. Most Americans knew right off the bat that it was agencies within the United States that were used, paid provocateurs, that were used, and it's proven now, and those within the FBI are even fessing up to the fact that they were the ones that engineered January 6th, but 350 million people still sit back and they watch those that have been incarcerated illegally by this current administration to remain in jail for crimes that they still have not been charged for. I wanted to highlight that. The FBI admits January 6th for sending forth paid provocateurs. Their narrative has fallen down. And by the way, Those paid provocateurs were sent in to accuse their political opposition so they could put themselves in the position of the victim in the face of the American people, when, in fact, it's them that are guilty and responsible for the crimes that have been engineered. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. This is what the devil does, Revelation 12:10. These people think they're playing games. They're going to die just like the rest of us, friends. 10 out of 10 people die, and they will stand before the judge. They just want to dare the justice of God here because they say they don't believe. It doesn't matter if you believe or not, bad guy. You stand in front of a truck, what's going to happen? It's going to hit you. So is judgment. As a matter of fact, you know within your own conscience what I'm telling you is true. Repent, dude. Repent, bad guys, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 3, 2. Going on to Gretchen Whitmer. Oh, by the way, the angel of death, Joseph Mengele, he's the one that said, the more we do to you, the less that you seem to believe that we are doing it. And that happens and falls to those concerning the mystery of lawlessness. In many cases, those that are willfully blind in this country. And then there's those that have been blinded by the God of this world. And I'm talking about the prince of darkness, right? What an opportunity the church has to preach the gospel today. The darker it gets, the brighter we get. What an opportunity we have. I wanted to highlight as well, Michigan's tyrant Gretchen Whitmer, after being demoted and dethroned on two different occasions by the state Supreme Court, is now found to be a part of a plot that the FBI engineered in putting her into the position. Just over the weekend, she was dethroned on Friday, and over the weekend, they set up the plot. And on that Monday, friends, they came out and said that there was a plot to attack and kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. Well, guess what? We now know that the FBI is, in fact, the responsible party for engineering Gretchen Whitmer's alleged plot to kidnap her. That's who did it. If you're out there on social media platforms, I see a lot of information. You guys all remember the Mandela Bay? Yeah, we knew this right away. We knew that it was not a theory. It was a conspiracy. Talk to the people in Las Vegas. They'll tell you. Ask me. We talked with them. There's no way one guy did what they want you to believe one guy did, that lone wolf scenario again. Well, there's a brand new documentary out now exposing the Mandela Bay conspiracy. And lo and behold, by the way, friends, who concerning the Las Vegas shooting at Mandela Bay, isn't it interesting they began to initiate more gun control, and this is the time of Donald Trump, and he passed 55 unconstitutional legislative acts against those Americans and their right to bear arms concerning the Second Amendment of the United States of America. Keep your eyes peeled, friends.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.